Picture the world's most advanced AI supercomputer. Like, it can model the entire Earth's climate in seconds. But if you put that same AI in a car on a dirt road in rural France, it gets completely outsmarted by a wandering sheep.
Right, yeah, it is the ultimate paradox of tomorrow. I mean, we expect technology to just seamlessly erase our physical limitations, but the actual blueprints are, well, incredibly messy.
Exactly. So welcome to this custom deep dive. Today, we're cutting through the Silicon Valley hype by digging into the Wall Street Journal audio series, The Future of Everything. We're tracing its roots back to visionary journalist Jennifer Strong, who, really spent her career translating complex AI into real societal impacts.
Yeah, and we're using her work to uncover the actual reality of self-driving cars, climate modeling, and even the physical engineering of silence.
Right.
And really, the thematic through line connecting all these sources is the physical limits of algorithms. We are exploring what happens when pristine digital software slams into the chaotic, unpredictable physical world you and I live in.
Okay, let's unpack this sheep on the road thing. We hear so much about the promise of level 5 autonomy, right? Cars with no steering wheels. Why is a sheep breaking the system?
Well, it basically comes down to edge cases. An algorithm is trained on millions of images of dogs and pedestrians.
Sure, that makes sense.
But if it encounters a rare scenario like a farm animal or a weirdly shaped construction sign, it just freezes. It doesn't actually understand what a sheep is, you know?
Right. So relying purely on AI vision isn't like teaching a teenager to drive. It's more like expecting a calculator to understand sarcasm.
That is a great way to put it. The computer doesn't have spatial reasoning or object permanence. It just matches pixels to a database. The sources reveal that trying to stuff human-level intuition into a car's dashboard just isn't working right now.
Okay, so what's the actual fix?
The real solution is CV2X. That stands for Cellular Vehicle to Everything. Instead of just making the car smarter, we actually have to make the physical infrastructure smarter.
Wait, but a rural sheep doesn't have a cellular transmitter. How does a smart traffic light help with unpredictable biological hazards?
By turning the environment itself into a sensor array. Imagine smart roads with embedded weight sensors or radar that detect an unexpected mass on the asphalt.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the road broadcasts that danger to the car's computer before the car's cameras even see it. The environment has to guide the machine.
Okay, so algorithms fail when the physical world is locally chaotic. But if we zoom out from a single road to the entire planet, AI suddenly becomes revolutionary.
Yes, absolutely. When we apply AI to massive global physical systems, like our climate, it really excels. The sources highlight Stanford's Noah Diffenbaugh, who uses AI to run these counterfactual climate experiments.
I've actually seen that term. What exactly is a climate counterfactual?
Well, because we only have one Earth, we obviously can't run physical experiments. So researchers build two highly detailed AI simulations of the globe. One model runs on historical data with all our human carbon emissions. And the other model, the counterfactual, runs the same time frame, but mathematically removes those greenhouse gases. By comparing the two, they can isolate exactly how much human activity supercharged a specific hurricane or heat wave.
And the math coming out of these simulations is pretty grim, right? We aren't just facing gradual warming, we're staring down two simultaneous exponential curves.
Sadly, yes. Extreme events are spiking exponentially, and the resulting economic and human damages are spiking right along with them.
Wait, so what does this all mean for us? If the AI is showing two exponential curves of disaster, our current strategy of just buying electric cars feels like trying to put out a house fire with a squirt gun. Are we even looking at adaptation for the things you and I will inevitably have to live through?
The data points to a massive societal blind spot there. Right now, our financial investments in decarbonization vastly outpace investments in adaptation.
Seriously.
Yeah, cutting emissions is crucial, obviously, but we are leaving our cities woefully unprepared for the extreme physical events that AI proves are already locked in.
So, between catastrophic weather and retrofitting our entire road network with sensors, the future sounds overwhelmingly loud. But instead of relying on software to predict the physical world, what if we use math to physically manipulate it?
That brings us to acoustic metamaterials. Material scientists are actually physically engineering silence.
Engineering silence, like heavy soundproof foam.
Instead of heavy foam that just absorbs sound, researchers like Yin Zhang at Boston University have created a 3D-printed, donut-shaped, ultra-open acoustic silencer.
Okay, donut-shaped.
Right, and through its mathematical structure alone, it blocks 94% of sound waves while leaving the center completely open.
Wait, I'm stuck on the physics here. An open hole that stops noise, that's like a screen door that blocks rain but lets the breeze in. If there is an open hole in the center for air to pass freely, the sound waves are going to pass right through it, too.
It totally defies intuition, I know, but the physics are brilliant. The outer ring of that donut contains tiny, mathematically precise corkscrew channels.
Oh, interesting.
When sound waves hit the structure, the acoustic energy gets trapped and bounces around inside those channels, essentially canceling itself out. Meanwhile, the physical air just flows straight through the empty center.
Okay, that is incredibly clever. But why do we need an open-hole silencer in the first place?
Because traditional soundproofing suffocates airflow. If you wrap a wind turbine, an engine, or a delivery drone in foam, the machine overheats and fails. Metamaterials solve the physical cooling problem while eliminating the noise.
It all comes back to the physical limits of our tech. The future isn't just software living in the cloud, it's the physical integration of AI into our climate survival, our transit, and the very materials we build with.
Exactly. It's about engineering our environment to work with these tools, not just forcing algorithms to solve everything on their own.
Which leaves us with a fascinating paradox for you to chew on. If metamaterials can eventually silence the chaotic mechanical noise of the drones and turbines in our cities, will that profound engineered quiet finally force us to sit still and listen to the uncomfortable warnings about our changing planet?